Beloved, I am so excited. I'm excited. I had to get this email back out to you again. Everybody is moving in faith and they are releasing their 2727. If you've done it once, do it again. Do it for those that is in your household. If there are three people in your household, then do the three times 2727. I want you to join me today at 12 noon Eastern Standard Time because I am going to break and reverse the curse of the evil waters. Are you struggling in your life? I'm going to show you the symptoms when evil waters show up in your life. The Bible begins to let us know, beloved, in the book of 2 Kings, chapter 2 and verse 19, and it says, "And the men of the city said unto Elisha, Behold, I pray thee, the situation of the city is pleasant." Sometimes you can look like you're doing well, but on the inside you're struggling. You can look like everything is okay, but life is producing hell, and there's one attack after one attack, and the devil has sent forth his demons from the pit of hell to attack not only you but your household. And so the Bible says that the situation in the city is pleasant as my Lord seeth, but the water is naught. The water is naught, and the ground is barren. What is barren in your life today? What is trying to overtake you today, beloved? You must move in faith. And I'm not sending this out to everyone, but the Lord said, send it to you. And then the Bible further says, and furthers begin to let us know, they are calling in. The Bible furthers begin to let us know in the verse 20, and he said, meaning Elisha, bring me a new curse, a cruse rather, and put salt therein. And they brought it to him, and he went forth into and unto the spring of the waters and cast the salt there. He threw it into the waters and said, thus saith the Lord. I say to you right now, thus saith the Lord, that every demonic attack be broken in your life. I say right now in the spirit of prophecy, and thus saith the Lord, that every attack, every curse, every stronghold, every negative thing that has been sent from the pit of hell, be broken right now. And so they further said, thus saith the Lord, I have healed the waters. There shall not be from thence any more death or barren land. What is death and dying in your life? What is barren in your life? It's crucial that you join me at 12 noon today, Eastern 10 Standard Time. Because I have a special prayer from the Spirit of the Lord to break the curse, to heal your evil waters, and stop the barrenness that is in your life. I want you to click on the link and get your seed in of 2727. If there were five people in your household, sow a seed for each one of them. This is so crucial. Something is going to be stopped. The devil is mad. He's mad because I'm bringing you this message. He does not want you to move in faith. He wants you to move into doubt and fear. But you must not allow him to win. These are the tricks and the plans of the enemy. I saw demonic forces being released. I saw dark spirits being released from the pit of hell. Today we're going to stop that with this prayer, because God says something is about to happen. Now I hear the Lord saying unto me, that yea, that this is an hour that you must guard your faith. For the Lord says, I have seen the attacks that has come up against you. I have seen those that have turned against you and spoken evil against you. But I hear the Lord saying that you must not let your faith dwindle, for that is the goal of the enemy. Yes, sometimes it may seem as though there is no one that you can turn to, but you must know that I, the Lord, my friend, am with you at all times. And I have sent my prophet to help you to walk into victory and success and to stop the plans and the attacks of the enemy. For your time of growth and prosperity are right now. And I hear the Lord saying, that no longer shall you be stagnant, for it has seemed as though nothing will open up for you, but increase shall be your portion, saith the Spirit of the Lord. And the Lord further says that you shall overcome the struggle, yea, even in season, but you must stay faithful and guard yourself and live in prayer and stay in the presence of the Lord. For the enemy will attack your faith attack your heart and your finances and try to attack your mind. And he will try to attack even your confidence. But the Lord says, do not allow self-doubt nor fear to have a stronghold in your life. For I will give you the power of victory. I will give you the power to overcome whatever the plans of the enemy are, yea, even in this season. And as you continue to move in faith and watch and stay in my presence, for the Lord says that I shall turn it around and I shall reverse the plans of the enemy and cause you to see great success. Now I want you to go back and reread the written word that I sent you. Get your seed in the ground because you're going to make it possible and you're going to see miracles opening up for you. We're still under a 27-hour open heaven. Click on the link and get your seed in of 2727 and join me today at 12 noon by dialing the number that is in this email because I'll be there praying for you. I am fasting from now until 12 noon for your victory. I'll see you. God bless you. Click on the link and get your miracle seed in the ground. God bless.